listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky!
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucers. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, hosted by Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. Listeners, you can join the conversation by calling 614-401-8339. The topic for today's show is Ready, Set, Travel, how to elevate your safety when traveling. Although some people may be over it, we are unfortunately still living amongst an ongoing pandemic. There's no need to halt travel, as there are several health and safety measures to take, which lessens the chance of contacting the virus. Ready, Set, Travel. Today's show will help you elevate your safety when traveling. But first, did you know that the World Health Organization speaks out against travel passports, travel vaccine passports? And also, there are 39 U.S. states that were currently fit the CDC do not travel criteria. That's the did you know. So the World Health Organization announced that countries should not require proof of COVID-19 vaccinations for international travel. And according to the World Health Organization, coronavirus vaccinations should not be the only requisite for reopening international travel, as many countries around the world continue to have limited access to the vaccine. The emergency committee said that requiring proof of vaccination deepens the inequities and promotes unequal freedom of movement. Countries with limited access to the COVID-19 vaccines could face exclusion, according to the health department. But guess what? Canada has announced they're producing a vaccine passport for international travelers. The country plans to provide vaccine passports to Canadian citizens, permanent residents, and temporary residents living in Canada who are fully vaccinated. Canada Immigration Minister says it's a key step forward in ensuring Canadians will have the documents they need once it is safe to travel again. And Canada is following the footsteps of Europe, which rolled out a vaccine passport system this summer. Canada has one of the highest rates of vaccinations in the world. 81% of Canadians over age 12 has been inoculated with at least one dose, and 68% were fully vaccinated as of July 31st, 2021. So Canada has one of the highest rates of vaccinations. In the U.S., vaccines passports remain controversial despite many cities and businesses beginning to mandate inoculation for work or participation in indoor activities. This just in, the majority of Americans now support vaccine passports. Nearly 1,000 U.S. citizens from a range of demographics were polled on various topics relating to so-called vaccine passports, defined as a document proving you have been vaccinated against COVID-19, whether paper or digital, between June 2nd and 3rd of 2021. And despite the ongoing controversy surrounding vaccine passports and fears about the potential limitations of personal freedoms, the survey results indicate that most Americans now support the idea. Most respondents were already familiar with the term vaccine passport, and close to 82% of them said they now support the notion in one form or another. Generally speaking, baby boomers were the least likely to support vaccine passports. More than 61% of the participants felt that vaccine passports will infringe on the personal rights of unvaccinated individuals. The survey also sought to ascertain whether vaccination mandates for certain activities, domestic travel, sitting indoors at a restaurant, or attending sporting events / concerts would influence people to get inoculated. 50.9% of survey participants said that a vaccination mandate on domestic travel would influence them to get vaccinated. Restrictions on sporting events or concerts will make 49.1% more likely to get the jab. And 48.8% said they're more likely to get vaccinated if it was required to enjoy a sit-down meal in a restaurant. Overall, the survey found that requiring vaccine passports would make unvaccinated respondents more likely to go get their vaccine. So you know, there's a city in America that's become the first U.S. city to require proof of vaccination at indoor venues, and that is San Francisco. San Francisco became the first major U.S. metropolis to mandate that people present proof of COVID-19 vaccination to access certain indoor venues and activities. The updated health order is set to take effect on August 20th. And with the Delta variant driving a fresh surge in COVID-19 infections across the nation, particularly among the unvaccinated, the Golden City is taking a step that thus far is unprecedented in the U.S. to protect its residents while keeping the economy open. The mayor made an announcement this past Thursday that everyone aged 12 and over will now be required to supply evidence that they've been fully vaccinated in order to enter indoor restaurants, bars, clubs, fitness facilities, theaters, entertainment venues, and large events having 1,000 or more attendees. The director of health for San Francisco states, in this phase of the pandemic, we must optimize a powerful tool of vaccines to protect us as we fully reopen to business. These past weeks have demonstrated how important it is that everyone eligible is vaccinated as we resume normal activities. They are issuing these new health requirements because indoor public settings where people organize in close quarters, often with their masks off, are a main way that the virus spreads. With the increased COVID-19 case rate, we need everybody who is eligible for a vaccine to get one now. And according to CNN, rather than feeling constrained by the updated provisions of the city health order, business owners seem to largely be supportive of the new mandate. Actually, it was the city's bar owners who took the issues up themselves, saying that they would individually require patrons to show proof of vaccinations or a timely negative COVID-19 test in order to enter their premises. San Francisco also joined other Bay Area cities in instituting a mask mandate in all indoor public places for the vaccinated and unvaccinated alike. So, the majority of Americans now support vaccine passports, and San Francisco has become the first U.S. city to require proof of vaccination at indoor venues. You can expect that to happen in other cities. So Canada is now open. And Canada reopened its borders to vaccinated Americans. As fully vaccinated Americans travelers were once again permitted to enter Canada, reports from the land border said that the rush of tourists caused bottlenecks and long delays. According to the government data from Fort Frances, Ontario, and International Falls, Minnesota, crossings showed travelers experienced wait times up to 7 hours, while other locations in Ontario and New Brunswick had wait times of 3 hours. So locally, up in Detroit, they had wait times of up to 3 hours, and traffic was backed up on I-75 from Detroit to Toledo. My sister flew in to Detroit on Thursday. It's a 45-minute drive from the Detroit airport to Toledo, and because of how backed up the traffic was, it took her 2 hours to get to Toledo because of all the backed up traffic. So here's a full look at what every American traveler needs to know before heading north of the border. So as of 12:01 a.m. last Monday, Canada's 5,525-mile border with the United States has finally opened to Americans after 17 months of pandemic closure. So if you're planning a visit, here's what you need to know. Who can go to Canada? Well, not everybody. Only fully vaccinated Americans may cross the border into Canada. So if you're thinking on the whim of driving over to Windsor from Detroit or checking out Niagara Falls from the Canadian side, you better have that little card with you, and you better have the full set of shots at least 14 days prior. You can download what's called the ArriveCan app as well to help walk you through the requirements. Oh, and by the way, Canadian citizens can't enter the U.S. until August 21st. I'll back that up. Canada has reopened its borders to American fully vaccinated citizens, but Canada citizens can't enter the U.S. until August 21st. So how long would it take you to enter Canada? You better be prepared for long lines. A spokeswoman for the Canadian Border Service Agency says travelers should plan for the possibility of additional processing time when crossing the border due to enhanced public measures. As the CBSA will not compromise the health and safety of Canadians for the sake of border wait times. So how long will it take? It may take up to 7 hours to get into Canada coming from the United States. Do you need a face mask? Yeah, that depends on where you go. The province of Ontario requires face masks for all indoor settings. Other places, not so much. Are there restrictions on where to go? Some places might not be open based on personal decisions, but for the most part, the country is open for business. If you feel like catching a game, even a baseball, Toronto Blue Jays are back playing in their home park at Rogers Center after spending the first 2 months of the season playing home games at their spring training site in Florida. So, Canada is open. You can expect long waits getting into Canada, and you need to be fully vaccinated to get into Canada. But this is just a side note. There are 39 U.S. states that would currently fit the CDC's do not travel criteria. On Monday, that's last Monday, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, added 7 more countries to its list of level 4 very high risk access travel destinations, bringing the new total to 74 nations. The latest inclusions on the CDC's recommended do not travel list, which has been steadily expanding over the past few weeks as COVID-19's Delta variant freshly bleached worldwide populations were Aruba, Eswati, France, French Polynesia, Iceland, Israel, and Thailand. Problem with Israel is that at one time, they had more people vaccinated than anybody else in the world. And that's where America has been taking a lot of its leadership from. And now the CDC has put Israel on the do not travel list because of the COVID-19 Delta variant. Last week, 16 countries were elevated to the agency's very high risk category, including my favorite destination, Curacao, Greece, Ireland, Iran, Martinique, St. Barts, St. Martin, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Wow. They joined other popular tourism destinations that had previously made the list, like Costa Rica, Portugal, the Netherlands, Spain, and the United Kingdom. So the controversy in this is, according to the CDC parameters, countries reporting a cumulative COVID-19 incident rate of more than 500 cases per 100,000 residents over the past 28 days are assigned as highest do not travel destination. That breaks down to an average of about 18 cases a day. Oddly enough, given its current condition, the United States could also easily qualify for its own list of level 4 very high risk travel destinations. The CDC issues travel advisories for foreign countries and U.S. territories, but doesn't conduct risk assessments in the U.S. domestically. But should the agency use its own standards to be applied to individual states, nearly 4 out of 5 would receive a do not travel rating. The U.S. is recording 42 new cases per 100,000 people per day as measured on a 7-day rolling average. Yet Americans are cautioned not to travel to the U.K., which is seeing a comparable nearly 40 new cases per 100,000 people cropping up daily. So can you see the controversy in that? The CDC is recommending that we don't travel to 74 nations because they have a high COVID-19 Delta variant going on. And yet in the United States, we have 39 states here that should be listed on the do not travel list. Out of the 7 cases that were reported recently added to the CDC's do not travel list, French Polynesia is reporting the highest infection rate at an average of 122.6 new daily cases per 1,000 people. By comparison, the southern U.S. states of Florida and Louisiana are respectively reporting 185.9 and 115.8 new daily cases over 100,000 residents. For some perspective, were Florida a nation unto itself, it would actually be the second most infected country on earth. I'll repeat that. If Florida was a nation unto itself, it would actually be the second most infected country on earth. And if Louisiana were a country, it would claim the number 4 spot for daily new COVID-19 infections in the entire world. One of the problems that's going on is that we're getting mixed messages from the people that's supposed to be informing us of what's going on in the world. You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And after the break, stay tuned for how to elevate your safety when traveling. So we've covered Canada has reopened. And it's reopened for vaccinated travelers. Wait times have been up to 7 hours. Hopefully that improves. And Canadians cannot cross into the United States until about August 21st. And we talked about the 39 U.S. states that were currently fit, the CDC's do not travel criteria. And today, majority of Americans now support vaccine passports, which our government doesn't want to have anything to do with. And San Francisco became the first U.S. city to require proof of vaccination at indoor venues. And that's a lot going on. We at Tire Solution Travel have recently come up with a promotion introducing Saudi Arabia and the Red Sea. It's a winter cruise that you can take. The cruise is 8 days, 7 nights. And it runs from November 2021 to March 2022. And it departs Jeddah on Saturdays. And it gives you a chance to experience an all-new spectacular winter itinerary that promises rich cultural destinations, some of the world's best beaches, and a chance to discover a cultural gem as you're immersed in the region's rich traditions that date back centuries. This is a new promotion that we are in the process of hiking up. Prices start at $1,129. Actually, you can fly from New York and be there in time. You get there the day before. So even though it's an 8-day cruise, you'll probably be gone close to 10 days, because when you get back, you can spend the night and fly out the next day. So you'll be gone about 10 days. But this is a new cruise. It's on MSC Cruises, and it's introducing Saudi Arabia and the Red Sea as a winter cruise destination. So if you need more information, you can always contact us at www.tirestours.com or call 866-547-5362. So in the second half of the show, we're going to get into ready, set, travel, how to elevate safety when traveling. I have a couple of different things here talking about traveling if you're taking a cruise, or traveling if you're traveling on land, what to do and what to do about it. So we have those things to discuss in the second half of the show. For example, if you're traveling on a cruise, no matter what cruise line you're traveling on, you need to make sure you're fully vaccinated about 2 weeks prior to your cruise and bring proof of vaccination. You need to check in online 21 days and 72 hours prior to your cruise, and be sure to watch the mandatory health and safety video as part of the online check-in process. You need to select your boarding time and download your eDocs to facilitate a seamless check-in process. You need to pre-register for your mandatory COVID-19 tests administered. Most of the cruise lines today are not only requesting that you be fully vaccinated, but they are also requesting that you take a COVID-19 test. Some cruise lines are doing it when you go to get on the ship. Other cruise lines are not. You have to have a test taken within 72 hours before you board the ship. So different ships are handling that different ways. You need to continue to check for additional at-home testing requirements for countries you will be visiting, and make sure you are aware of local travel requirements and bring proper forms as required. You need to review all health and safety protocols for the cruise lines that you're visiting. You need to make sure your passports identifications are up to date. And by the way, if you're applying for a passport, it looks like it's taking up to 22 weeks or more to get your passport. So if you plan on going on a cruise and you don't have your passport, you need to apply for your passport now. And you need to stay, you make sure your passport and identification is up to date, and stay on the lookout for all pre-cruise communications sent from the cruise line, outlining important information specific to your voyage. Don't forget to pack a few masks, as you may be required to wear one on shore. You may be required to wear one on the ship. The protocols for different ports differ from port to port. In most cruise lines, they have an app that you can download so you can start planning your vacation and book shore excursions, making dining reservations and more. So, cruise lines are trying to take 95% vaccinated people. But for those people that are unvaccinated, there are venues on the ship that unvaccinated people will not be able to go to. For unvaccinated people to get off the ship, they can only use the excursions provided by the cruise line. So these are important things you need to know if you're going to travel on a cruise. And there's a countdown. There's a cruise countdown that we have. What to do 21 days before. You need to go to that cruise line's website and create an account. And you can start your online check-in process. You can complete all online check-in tasks. You can select arrival time for a terminal check-in process. You can download and print e-documents. You can pre-register for your COVID-19 tests if that cruise line is providing the tests at the time you board the ship. So if they're doing the test at the time you board the ship, you need to show up early, because that process to get on the ship is going to take some time. And you need to download that cruise line's app. That's 21 days before you take a cruise. So 10 days before you go, book guests with active reservations will receive a communication with pre-cruise embarkation information. Pre-book shore excursions on that cruise line's website. You can book your shore excursions. You can review health and safety protocols by using that app. And 3 days before you go, you should complete the online check-in no later than 72 hours prior to sailing. And in the next show, we get into some of the things that a travel agent can do for you, or a travel expert can do for you, so that you won't have to do all this yourself. But in case you booked a cruise yourself, 72 hours prior to sailing, you need to complete the online check-in no later than 72 hours. You need to prepare the necessary documents such as passport, proof of vaccination, and visas if necessary. And you need to double-check your flight arrangements. And then after that, you can pack your bags. So on the day of embarkation, you need to present essential documents such as passports, visas, and proof of vaccination. You need to do a COVID-19 antigen test, which will be administered upon arrival with some cruise lines. Carnival is not doing the test during the day of of embarkation. So different cruise lines are handling that different ways. And once a negative test result is returned, you can get ready to cruise. COVID-19 antigen or PCR test will be administered on board prior to disembarkation and paid for by the cruise line for those guests who require a test to return home. So that's everybody. So those are all the things you need to do if you're getting ready to take a cruise. In the second half of the show, we'll get into the things you need to do to elevate your safety when traveling. So even if you're flying someplace, you need to follow the same thing. 24 hours before you travel, you need to get your boarding pass. You know, you need to make sure that you have a mask. You know, you need to get to the airport before it was an hour or 2 hours before. Now it might be 3 hours. You know, so even if you're flying, you need to get there early. You need to really get there early. One of the things we'll talk about in the second half of the show, how travel advisors can tell you what hotels are doing safety protocols and what hotels are not. Join us in the second half of the show. Right now, Look Up in the Sky is a superhero travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day, so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminal. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look Up in the Sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on Talktainment Radio. Radio. Look Up in the Sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. And today's topic is Ready, Set, Travel. How to elevate your safety when traveling. And although some people may be over it, we are unfortunately still living amongst an ongoing pandemic. There is no need to halt travel. There is no need to halt travel as there are several health and safety measures to take, which lessens the chance of contracting the virus. Ready, Set, Travel. Today's show will help you elevate your safety when traveling. More than ever before, tourists should look to travel advisors when booking their trips. Advisors have seen it all, both good and bad, and they are experts when it comes to traveling amid the coronavirus pandemic. We can answer the questions. Which destinations are open and welcoming visitors? Which hotels and resorts have sanitary measures in place? What type of documentation is currently needed? These are all questions that agents should be able to answer right now. In addition to being able to answer the obvious inquiries, there are several ways in which travel agents can aid in putting client safety first during the booking process. If you do happen to have someone that's worried about flying, we can put their minds at ease by reminding them that the chances of getting COVID-19 on a plane are extremely low. Mask wearing and sanitation measures are very much in place on airplanes and in airports. Plus, the air filter system on an airplane has been increased since the virus, so your chances of contacting the virus on an airplane is slim to none. So, now that we've calmed your nerves, we can suggest a variety of ways to decrease the chances of contacting the virus during travel. First off, when you land, we suggest that you book a private transfer. Upon arrival in your destination, you would feel so much better getting to a vehicle with only your travel party instead of boarding a bus filled with strangers or using a rideshare app that may not have the proper cleaning procedures in place between passengers. Another way to lessen the interactions with others is by booking at a spacious resort. There are a number of hotels in the popular tourist destinations that have plenty of room for each visitor to have their own area instead of being cramped in between other guests by the pool. It's also important to choose properties that continue to focus on health and safety measures. To take it a step further, we suggest a room upgrade, reserving a spacious suite that includes amenities such as a private pool, room service, means guests will spend less time in public areas and more time relaxing on their own. Encouraging guests to purchase travel insurance has always been an important step in the booking process, but it's even more important now in the current climate, and we urge everyone to add travel insurance to their reservation. Here at Tyus Surgeon Travel, we use Travel Safe Insurance. We've been a part of them for over 25, 30 years, and it's just a great partner in the travel business to have is Travel Safe Insurance. And we suggest that when you go to our website, at the bottom of every website, we suggest you invest in travel insurance to protect your investment. Every single page of my website suggests that. Also, we suggest you learn how to travel luggage free. Luggage Free is a company that will come pick up your luggage and have it delivered to your destination. Your luggage will be waiting for you when it arrives there. And they wrap it up so it's sealed, so it's not being handled by the luggage people at the airport, at one airport, then being handled again by somebody else. Your luggage is fully protected. And we state that it's, you need to learn how to travel luggage free. There's a fee for their service. They will pick it up and they would have it at your destination when you get there. That's another way you can get around this coronavirus. This coronavirus thing is by booking a private transfer, and by using travel insurance, maybe getting an upgrade to a more spacious resort so that you're not bumping into people. And we also suggest using luggage free. Again, on my website, the two things that I have on every page of my website, at the bottom of the page, is protect your investment by purchasing travel insurance. And we also suggest that learn how to travel luggage free. Because what this company does is it wraps your luggage up so it's totally protected. Totally protected. And so it won't be handled by a bunch of people. They wrap it up, secure it, and it'll be at your destination when you get there. And with these added precautions in place, you would feel at ease as you embark on a much-needed vacation. So we talk about how to elevate your safety when traveling. So we're giving you tips. In the first half of the show, we talked about what you need to do if you're taking a cruise. Okay, and we also talked about even if you're flying, just flying someplace, you know, you need to make sure you get to the airport on time. In the past, it's been 2 hours, maybe now it's 3 hours. Okay, you need to make sure that you wear a mask at the airport, you wear a mask on the plane. Your chances of catching COVID on the plane is slim because of the sanitation that they're doing, and also the new air filters that they have. So the first half of the show, we talked about things to do if you're getting ready to take a cruise, okay? You need to be fully vaccinated at least 2 weeks before you take your cruise, okay? You need to check in 21 days and 72 hours prior to your cruise, and be sure to watch for mandatory health and safety videos. So if you book a cruise through me, if you book a cruise through Tyus Tours and Travel, all these things we will remind you on a timely basis what needs to be done. What needs to be done 21 days before, what needs to be done 10 days before, what needs to be done 3 days before. That's what a travel advisor does, is that we put those things in place so that we can remind you. If you book airfare through me, okay, I make sure that 24 hours before you travel that I get your boarding pass. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do, okay? And if you're returning, I will go in and print your boarding pass 24 hours before you travel. And the reason why that's important is because how they decide who gets removed from a plane because it's overcrowded is by how long it took them to register that they're actually flying. So if you don't print your boarding pass until you get to the airport and you don't pre-register, that's a signal that if the plane is overcrowded, you could get kicked off your flight. So you need to make sure that you, when you're flying, you need to make sure that you print your boarding pass 24 hours before you travel. That ensures that you have a seat. If you wait and do it at the airport, you have a good chance if the flight is overbooked, you will be removed from your flight. So travel advisors have all types of tips to help you get through the process of traveling during this pandemic. No one is suggesting that you don't travel, even though in the first half of the show, the CDC has listed 74 nations that you shouldn't travel to because the high rate of the Delta variant, okay? One thing about being vaccinated is if you're vaccinated, your chances of getting severely ill are very low. It's not saying that you can't catch it, but your chances of getting severely ill is very low. As a matter of fact, there's a Carnival cruise ship that 27 people came down with the variant. They came down with COVID. One was a passenger, and 26 was members of the crew. And they were able to isolate everybody. The one passenger that caught it was able to fly home on time, but they were all vaccinated. To fly on Carnival, everyone has to be, to cruise on Carnival, everyone has to be vaccinated. 95% of the passengers have to be vaccinated. The only people who shouldn't be vaccinated are people that's under the age of 12. So we have the answers to the questions that you have about traveling, and you can certainly give us a call, 866-547-5362. And we can answer any question you have about traveling if you book it through us or not. If you're planning to renew your travel passport, or if you're planning to just get your travel passport, you need to know that it's taking almost up to 18 weeks for that to happen. So you need to get in there and get it done. And if you have to travel in an emergency, you need to find some place where you can make an appointment, sit down and talk with them and let them know that you need to travel urgently. So travel advisors have the answer. Here at Tyus Tours and Travel, we have the answer. You can certainly call us with questions of where to go and what to do. First half of the show, one of the things that we talked about was we're introducing Saudi Arabia in the Red Sea winter cruise. There's a winter cruise that's cruising from that part. It's an 8-day cruise. It's on MSC Cruises, and we're getting ready to hype this up. We want to do it as a group travel, but it's introducing Saudi Arabia. If you've never been to Saudi Arabia, and you get to cruise the Red Sea, and the cruise date that I'm looking at is sometime in March. So that gives you plenty of time to pay for it. It would probably turn out being about a 10-day excursion because you have to fly out the day before. You arrive in Saudi Arabia the night before, and it sails for 8 days, 7 nights, and it should be a very, very exciting trip. And again, it's exploring Saudi Arabia and the Red Sea. Since we have a little time, we're also trying to put together a cruise to Alaska in 2022. I'm only looking to try and get about 8 people to cruise so we can experience what cruising in Alaska is like. It's something that recently went out on my most recent newsletter, was a cruise to Alaska on Royal Caribbean in 2022. They actually have 4 ships up there. They have 4 ships that you can cruise, and it gives you, and now in 2022, with Canada being back open, we can cruise from Vancouver If you've never been to Vancouver, it's a fantastic city, or we can cruise from Seattle. But again, that's just one of the events going on in 2022. We're looking at cruising in late May or early June because we want to be up there. Alaska, there's a certain day, a certain period in Alaska where it's daylight for 24 hours. I think that would be a exceptional event to be part of when it's daylight in Alaska for 24 hours. So we're looking at doing a cruise in 2022 on Royal Caribbean, either cruise from Seattle or cruise from Vancouver. And we're looking at doing it in late May of 2022 or early June. So in the first half of the show, the biggest thing that we talked about in the first half of the show was we talked about the World Health Organization's and vaccine passports. A lot of places, Europe has vaccine passports. Canada is having vaccine passports for its citizens. We just ask that Americans now support vaccines passports. And San Francisco has become the first U.S. city to require proof of vaccination to enter a venue. San Francisco has become the first U.S. city to require proof of vaccination at an indoor venue. So we need to keep in mind that vaccine passports may be coming down the line. It won't be supported by the government. The government said that they will not support it. But in order to travel internationally, you're going to need vaccine passports. As a matter of fact, all Europe requires proof that you've been vaccinated to travel to Europe. Okay? So vaccine passports is something that may be coming down the line. And some other things that you need to know when you travel is that you need to wear a mask when you're indoors. I know that there's 39 states that are in the orange for the Delta variant. So when you're indoors, you need to consider wearing a mask if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. My job mandates that we wear a mask. Since I've been vaccinated, I've always worn a mask indoors. I've always worn a mask indoors. I go into public places, grocery stores. I always have on a mask. It just makes sense to me. There's a lot of things we need to do to fight this. One of the problems we have today is that we're getting mixed messages. The CDC has listed 74 countries that they recommend you don't travel to, but there's 39 states in America that is as bad, if not worse, than the 74 nations that they talked about. So why doesn't the CDC give recommendations of where not to travel? For example, if Florida was a nation, it would be the world's number one nation with infections. And just imagine Florida, the state where cruises sail from. Yeah, I mean, in America, Florida is the one place you go to board a cruise ship at. And Florida has the highest infection rate in the world, if it was a nation. So we're getting conflicting stories and directions on what to do from the CDC and our government. But I can tell you that if you're vaccinated and if you're indoors, you need to wear a mask. The cruise lines, different cruise lines have different procedures. MSC Cruises are taking vaccinated and unvaccinated people. MSC Cruises is, okay? But the unvaccinated people cannot go to certain events on a cruise ship. And unvaccinated people can only go offshore if they use that cruise line's excursions. So the world is coming down to vaccinated, unvaccinated. And as a travel agent, we know how to elevate your safety when you travel. And although some people believe everything is over, unfortunately it's not. We're in the middle. As a matter of fact, in some states, it's worse now than what it was in January when COVID-19 was at its peak. There's in Texas, children no longer have hospital beds, urgent care hospital beds in Texas. This variant is affecting the unvaccinated. It's affecting them strongly, and it's affecting kids. It's hitting kids now. So we need to do everything we can so that we can keep the doors open and keep the world open and everything doesn't shut down. Canada opened up its borders recently, and they opened up their borders because 81% of the population has got at least one vaccination, and 68% has been vaccinated with two shots. So that's the reason why they opened up their borders, because the rule was for herd immunity is to be at 70%. Canada's at 68%. And 81% has already gotten one shot. So we're getting mixed messages. And for those people who are not vaccinated, you need to wear a mask. You need to wear a mask because this Delta variant is not playing games. It's affecting the unvaccinated. And we want you to be able to enjoy everything going on. We suggest here at Tire Stores and Travel, it's your time. It's your time to travel. We suggest everyone get a vaccine. But if you can't get a vaccine for medical reasons or for whatever, you need to wear a mask. My sister travels all over the country because she has grandkids all over the country. And because of her medical condition, she cannot get vaccinated. But she wears a mask. She wears a mask every place she goes. And so far, knock on wood, she's doing well. And she just left here a couple weeks ago, flying back to California. Okay, so we need to do everything we can to be safe when traveling. And more than ever before, tourists should look to travel advisors when booking their trips. Advisors have seen it all, both good and bad, and they are experts when it comes to traveling amid the coronavirus pandemic. We know where you should go, where you should travel to. Recently, in the month of July, I traveled to Indianapolis. Stayed at a Marriott hotel, which was really nice. But one of the shocking things that I didn't realize, because we're in the pandemic, was that they didn't come in the room to change towels or change beds or any of that, because we're in the middle of a pandemic. They had the room prepared when we got there. We had to ask for clean towels, and they brought us clean towels. But once we got in the room, they never came in the room again. You know, so it was just that was in Indianapolis. Had a great time there. It was a great event that I went to. But that's the first time I've stayed in a hotel since the pandemic started. And they didn't come in and change anything. Although I do remember traveling last year, and they did come in the room. So look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on It's Your Time to Travel. We're live on TalkTimeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.